Until this time in Danish history, what was described as immoral sexual conduct was punishable by death. But in 1866, the law is relaxed to only give a prison term. It's hard to know whether this is the reason that the same period sees stories of men who meet up on Copenhagen's old ramparts, but for sure, things are beginning to happen, especially in the area around Ørstedsparken.
Having until then been surrounded by ramparts in 1852 to 1856, Copenhagen has these fortifications demolished. The now abandoned ramparts could be used for secret trysts. Not too many people went there, and there were trees and bushes and so on. So poor female prostitutes would often walk there to meet with their equally poor customers, as well as men who wished to meet other men in secret. From 1864, we know of a man who was arrested by the police and admitted he had engaged in illicit acts with many men over a number of years right there on the ramparts. In time, these ramparts were turned into parks, and over a century later were still a preferred place for people who wanted clandestine meetings. One of the parks created after the demolition of the ramparts was Ørstedsparken, even today a location of choice, for gay men especially.